episode 2565, Don't Be Pushed by Your Problems.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're settling in for an extraordinary week. It is Mindset Monday. It's time for you to really look at where you are headed. It's not about what you've done in the past, but what you're going to do today that will impact your tomorrow. But first, don't be pushed by your problems. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When was the last time you looked at your dreams with the intention of fulfilling them? Ralph Waldo Emerson says this, "Don't be pushed by your problems. Be led by your dreams." Was waking up this morning one of those days? It's a Monday morning and all you can think about is why you don't like Mondays. I know you're probably thinking, were you reading my mind? We all have those days, right? But seriously, what has Mondays done to you? Nothing. It's this underlying assumption or fad or trend, whatever you want to call it, that says you should dread your Mondays because you no longer have the weekends, which is where your freedom lies. Now, some of those statements may have some truth to them, but you control how you feel and the emotion you want to attach to your morning. So why do you have to dread Mondays? Why do you have to dread Tuesdays or Wednesdays or Thursdays? Why do you have to be excited about Fridays? I mean, seriously, do we have something all wrong? Well, you don't. You get to choose. That's the beauty of life. You have choices, good or bad, that open doors of possibilities that can lead to opportunities worth chasing. However, you have to get out of the way and stop focusing on your problems. There will always be problems. So don't be pushed by your problems. What you have to figure out is what part of your dream is the part you want to become a reality. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Chase your reality. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And your journey started the day that you were conceived. And it's been an incredible ride. Maybe not one that you really had a lot of choices in initially, but now, right? When you're growing up and you're a baby into infant into toddler and all of that, and you grow up and then you hit your tweens and teens, and then you hit your college age, and now you're like adulting, and then you're like, what happened to me? And now wherever you are in your season of life, you're like, but I want to do something that I want to do. I want to live out my purpose, my destiny. I want to chase my dreams. But if you're going to chase your dreams, you have to be willing to also chase your reality. You have to create it. So what does that look like in everyday life? Number one, establish your boundaries. You have to construct boundaries that support your dreams in real time. You can't pretend. This is real life here. There are going to be seasons where you say no more than you say yes. There's nothing wrong with that. You're at the helm of making decisions for your dreams. So in the season of there's more no's than yes or vice versa, then you know that and you establish your boundaries as such. Maybe you have a season where you have to let more go and only focus on one thing, just one thing. Is there anything wrong with that? Of course not. But when you establish boundaries, it allows you actually to stretch yourself more within the boundaries that are actually helping you. I know sometimes we think that boundaries are restrictions, but boundaries can actually loosen up the opportunities and give way for much more to occur. Number two, refine your habits. In order to get where you want to go, it takes a different direction with a specific outcome in mind, meaning that you got to know where you're headed and change the habits to reflect the outcome you're in search of. This is an easy one, right? You want to lose weight. It's an easy one because a lot of people have it for their New Year's resolution. Where are you on that, by the way? Did you already lose your New Year's resolutions? Do you remember them? I know, that's for a whole nother episode. But let's look at refining your habits. When you look at weight loss, and that weight loss is to, I want to lose so many pounds or whatever it is, whatever the goal is. Okay, now this is all pretend. You may not even want to do this. So this is just an example. But if you say, okay, well, I want to lose 20 pounds, but guess what? You keep eating exactly the way you ate before. Nothing's changed, but you think you're going to lose weight. Yeah, it's not going to happen. You got to refine your habits. You've got to eat differently, right? Maybe you want to gain some muscle. Well, if all you're doing is walking and eating junk food, do you think you're really going to gain muscle? No. You got to eat protein to make muscle. So that means you have to refine your habits, your eating habits specifically. So those are just some examples. So really look at how you're establishing your dreams. What is that dream? And then your habits, are they supporting that dream? Now, you may not be able to change everything all at once, and that's okay. You can establish a habit once a week, once a month. Maybe it's once a year. But even in that, if you're just doing it once a month, that's 12 new habits you are establishing. That's pretty incredible when you think about it. So establish your boundaries, refine your habits, and finally, number three, take aim regardless of the outcomes you encounter. You will fail. Period. End of story. We can just stop there. But the end is only to that failure. You know you're going to fail, but that period comes only at the end of the failure. You still can regroup and restart right where you left off with the next action. When we take aim, action ignites motivation. It keeps you going. The momentum is forward, not backward. And that's critical when you're chasing your reality of what your dreams are going to look like, right? How they're going to feel to you. When you get up in the morning, you get to choose, are you going to be happy or are you going to be mad? Because you can wake up on the grumpy side. You don't have to wake up on the happy side. But who wants to be grumpy all the time? That's no fun. Challenge yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be snippy once in a while. And, you know, you have to pull back and say, okay, that wasn't appropriate. I was snippy with my husband last night. Kind of got underneath my skin and I was like, that was rude. And I cut him off. And afterwards, I was like, maybe I could have handled that differently. What he did was truly, it was rude. It wasn't anything major. But I was like, I don't need this. You could have done it a different way. You could support me differently, right? Take aim regardless of the outcomes that you encounter. Your success is not built upon success. Your success is built upon failures. The more failures, the greater the success. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Your dreams are not going to come true if you continue to let your problems get in the way. There's always going to be something that's going to get in your way. Your kids, the bills, never having enough money, never having enough time. How many times have you said, I don't have enough time? And it's not just with weight loss. It's not just with exercising. It's not just with cleaning the house or doing the laundry. It's called life. You're never going to have something because you keep saying you're never going to do it. You're never making time. All of us have 24 hours in one day. How you utilize that 24 hours is your choice. And yes, that means you get to choose how you work every day. If you like going and working in the corporate world, awesome. If you like staying at home and you're working at home, it's how you work well, awesome. But let's say that corporate world is dragging you down and you know it's not giving you what you need. Are there other possibilities of you to be able to earn the income that you're making in the corporate world, but doing it differently? Of course. Now, I can't tell you that because I don't know your specific problem and the obstacle that you have to overcome, because nothing is impossible. Set your mind to it and go do it. Work beyond the obstacles to climb to the top where you can pivot closer to your dreams. Your destiny is little steps created by giant leaps of action. Are you doing it? I know it's kind of scary, isn't it? But you get to choose how you create your now. I know you've got what it takes. Don't let somebody else go and steal your dream because you're watching them live their dream. Go out and chase your reality and make your dreams come true. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.